What a wondrous and glorious day today is for many, many reasons. This day on which we celebrate the nativity of the precursor of Christ, the last prophet of the Old Testament, the first prophet of the New Testament, St. John the Baptist, the son of St. Elizabeth and St. Zachariah, who himself was cleansed in the womb of his mother Elizabeth by the greeting of the Blessed Mother. This day divides the year and divides salvation history. As the Church has said for centuries, on this day, the servant of God, who was chosen from eternity to be the precursor of Christ, the Messiah, proclaims, "He must increase and I must decrease." And in fact, from this day on, the hours of light in the day decrease. And then they shall increase once again at the birth of Christ after December the 24th. Elizabeth gave praise to God, and more so her husband, St. Zacharias, the priest, the Levite, who had received the annunciation of this event from the Archangel St. Gabriel in the Holy of Holies as he offered incense. And of course, all these things were written by turn. It was not a perchance occurrence. It was very deliberately pointed out. And so, of course, therefore we know when the birth of the precursor took place, and we know that 6 months hence would be the birth of the Messiah as we celebrate each year on December the 24th and 25th. In addition, St. John the Baptist, who was filled with the Holy Spirit from the womb, thus was though conceived in sin, as all of us are, he was born immaculate, just as St. Joseph. And so he brings to us the grace of God, the peace of God, and we turn to him and listen to him as he preaches. Not only does he announce the coming of the Messiah, but he does something that is very important, especially in this day and age in which we live, because he proclaims the sanctity of the holy sacrament of matrimony. So much defiled, and against which so many sacrileges are committed in this day and age. And not only by the many couples that come up to the altar promising God and the priest and each other so many things without knowing or meaning any of it, and thus many of those marriages are invalid, and that's why we have the situation of so many annulments. I will not take on an annulment unless I know for sure that it is invalid. Otherwise, I say, you have to live as brother and sister chastely, or else you cannot be in the state of grace. You cannot receive the sacraments. But St. John the Baptist proclaimed the sanctity of matrimony. And then we see, of course, all the other sacrileges come conferred upon this holy sacrament, the sacrament through which the Church increases her numbers, this sacrament through which the world increases its numbers, according to the plan of God for Adam and Eve. St. Elizabeth and St. Zachary were in their 70s. They were beyond childbearing. And the conception and nativity of St. John the Baptist was a tremendous miracle to show those around there that this was not just an ordinary birth, that it was not just an ordinary child. And they all wondered, who would this child be? Little did they know that he was to be the one that would point out the Messiah, behold the Lamb of God, but also that he would be one who would proclaim the sanctity of the sacrament of matrimony, so very important and central to the faith. Now, along with this, we have the reality of vocation. When St. John the Baptist was created in the womb of his mother, Saint Elizabeth. It was with the one sole purpose that he would be the precursor of Christ. When you and I are created in the wombs of our mothers, it was for a certain specific purpose. Not to offend God, not for us to die in the state of mortal sin and end up in hell, but for us to give glory to God all the days of our lives and to end up in heaven. In addition to this, as we witnessed the other day at the ordination of so many young men, a wonderful event, they were like squires before the altar, and then they were armed with the garment of salvation, the armor of God, the chasuble, and the other implements of the holy priesthood. So too, St. John the Baptist, so too I, and so too all the other young men, especially those in our parish for whom we pray, who will be ordained in the next year and in the next 8 years, and others besides that are too many to mention. From the very moment that I and they were created in the womb of our mothers, we were destined to be priests of the Most High. And so we pray today for vocations to the priesthood, and for these priests and all priests to be holy, and for God to liberate the church from all the evil and unholy bishops and priests that are trying to destroy her. St. John the Baptist, St. Elizabeth, and St. Zachary, help us and pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.